fluff, but all are, then you know that Tamu Ru'u Kitayv Hashem, the purpose of Daf HaShavua, and the purpose of the Chavura that was formed here, specifically in Muncie, there now I understand one or two in Muncie, in conjunction with many that are growing all around the world, is to take the best elements of various types of learning and put it into one, which means learning in a programmed way, the Chabura, everybody knows exactly where everybody is at any given time, which allows Pilpul Dibuk Chaveirim, and that also allows us to use all the numerous tools that one can use today to be Marbitz Taira, websites, etc. It allows us to bring Talmidei Chachamim Muvhakim. I was in Lakewood on the Chalamoid, and we were in the Neschabed with a beautiful Maimer by the Lakewood Shiva, Adonai Rebbe Rucha Molshin, one of the greatest Marbitz Taira in the country, and therefore we have the ability to bring in senior Marbitz Taira to help us spread this, both in terms of Hachzakas Hesiris and in actual learning. What we're trying to do here is to show a model of what is successful in many locations, which is that the site of Daf HaShavua is to be able to allow people to learn at their level, which means you can learn fast, you can learn slow, and the amount of time that you have, which is a week, which is a mechayev, but it has, a week has 150 hours in it, plus or minus, and we expect everybody to devote at least 80 of those hours to Daf HaShavua, and that gives you the ability to be maimik on a on a eonical way, ish-ish, kifi, the erech of limudai. And in conjunction with that, many of the chaburis have shiurim during the week, different types, the rotating magidei shiur from within the chabura, outside magidei shiur, and what we're trying to do here today is just give a sample of that. Obviously we're going to learn a little bit of a sugya for a while, but just to give a sample of the ability to be maimik on important nekudais in the sugya. This year has been bumped around a little bit, so we're a couple of weeks behind. I know those who are learning the program already off the Daf Zayin, difficult sugyas, mukta sugyas, chana sugyas, really the core shveri sugyas of beitza. I'm going to go back a blot or two because, again, we want to be able to show the Eilam and the Shavu Chol Nefesh. We were hoping and assuming that some people who are not currently learning would come to be able to see a little bit of a taste of this. So we took a sugya, which is Shavu Chol Nefesh, which is in Yoni Avyema Richta, and we're going to read it a durch for the next short period of time, just to give you a little bit of a dugma of something that everybody here can do, because this is not in any way over the level of any yeshiva man, any ben Torah, and certainly Chashav et Talmid Chacham can help the learning process, as we said, because we're here to encourage Amklus to the extent possible. Okay, I want to thank the Ma'arganim, and essentially I want to thank the Mardasra for the venue, hopefully we have an Eichestika group, and Emir Tashem, this will help spread the concept of Torah Be'iyun on a programmed way in this Chabura and otherwise. So, we'll talk a bit today about the Yesod of Yoma Richta, as it is Mizbatei in the halachic question of Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody here knows that there is an issue with Shechiyanu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which is created by the Sugyas of Gemara, which says that Rosh Hashanah is a Yoma Arichta. Even in those places where there is a niyug of two Yomim Tovim, on all other Yom Tovim, Midin, as the Gemara in Daf Dalet said, Izar, Waminag Aviseichem, Yedeichem, Shalchu Mitam, and all the lumdus that hopefully you learn there as to what the Yisayid of the Takana of Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Galiyais are. Everybody agrees that Shnei Yom Tovim and Rosh Hashanah are different in concept because they are stamped with Yaimarichta. Where does Yaimarichta come from? So if you learn with me on your first page, page one, we have the famous Gemara. I didn't even give you the beginning of the Gemara because everybody, I'm assuming, learned this Gemara a couple weeks ago, where Pamachas, the Eidim, came late. Now Rosh Hashanah, as is obvious, is different than the other Yom Tovim. The other Yom Tovim had the problem the Shluchim not be able to get there, so you don't know when the Yom Tov was Niskadesh. Rosh Hashanah, you have the obvious problem with the Yom Tov being the Niskadesh Meshach, the time period that is Yom Tov, and there are two possibilities. Either Rosh Hashanah is on the first day, which makes it Chaser, or it's on the second day, which makes it Me'uber, and therefore, it was always Bismanu Makajal Piyariya, a problem, because the Edom can come at any one point, and one time in history, Edom came very late in the day, for the Skalkul of Ibn Bashir, says the Gemara, and Rashi explains exactly what the Kilkul was, major problem there between Rashi and Tosfos, which we will not go into, Hiskinu. So the Chazal, who were in charge of the Beis Hamikdash at the time, and Kiddush HaChodesh, made a takana. Shleim Mekabalim is Edom El Ad HaMincha. It would only be Mekabal to Edom only until Mincha. Bimbo Edom Min HaMincha Lomala Neig and Isayim Kodesh Lomacha Kodesh. And if Edom came to Mincha Lomala, they were Neig that day Kodesh Lomacha Kodesh. What does that mean? Neig and Isayim Kodesh Lomacha Kodesh. And it's important to understand this because this is the crux of where we get the concept of Yema Arichta. In the Gemara Daf Dalad on Beis, we had Shnei Kedushos, a Kedusha Achas. That became a concept of Yema Arichta, as we've learned in Rishayim and Daf Dalad on Beis. And the question we're dealing with today is, how is this issue of Yema Arichta mitbatei practically? And we chose one halacha, which is Amira Shechianu on Yom Beis of Rosh Hashanah. First thing we have to understand is read Rashi together, brought here on page 1, where Rashi explains what does it mean, the Takana Ada Mincha. Let's read the Rashi, Divrei Maaseh Ada Mincha, which is on the bend. I just want to make sure periodically new people come in that they know there is, it's to help them. So maybe you want to slow it around a little bit further to the back. Ada Mincha, says Rashi, at the Kravas Tamashu Ben Arbaim, Avlachim Akanaisiyem Harumu Uber, Omaynim Yem Amachrasim Kapur Mesukas. The Rashi says, a strange situation. Mi'ikara din, we will mine the next day for Yom Kippur and Sukkot. However, in Bo Edom and Mincha Amala, even though Yom Kippur is 10 days after the second day, what happens to that first day? It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the cutoff was on Yantif, was on and Mincha. What happened to that first day that they already thought it possibly could be Rosh Hashanah? So Rashi says, Chazal created a new type of Yantif. What is this Yantif is? This is the Yantif of we're not mazalz on that 30th day, even though only the 31st day is Rosh Hashanah Midairaisa. Rashi is now telling you what the Yisrael of the Kana was. And Rashi frames it in the negative, that day, when the Adam came late, they were Goyimrim Isai Biisurai, Kasha Huzru Adamincha Mimalacha. That would finish it in the Kedusha that they began. Alma, and Rashi goes on to say that it was Chayk Chamim Mitzvasam after the Mincha Lamawa, and this is how the Kedusha Achas is framed by Rashi, Gaimer Maisai with Isser Malacha Bikdushasai. Okay, Adkan, the basic Takana background. Now let's talk about the Halacha. On page 2, the next page, you have a Rambam and a Gaius Maimonides, which frames the Shita Sefeinim that we are going to discuss for the next 15-20 minutes. The Rambam says, when in the Seder of Tekir Shofar v'chayzu mevarach shechiyanu, v'chol ha'am einem achrav. Amen, there's a din of shechiyanu and Tekir Shofar, like there isn't any other mitzvah. Says a Gaius Maimonides, not in the box. But like Sea Lake, the Rambam was not mechalik and rishon l'sheni. There is no difference belegabe amiras shechiyonu b'tekiyas shofar between the first and the second day. The first and the second day l'chayra are separate. No, there's no difference, and you make a shechiyonu on both days. Skip the story. The reason you do that is because in any sfeikin the yayma, on every yatr sheni, you make a shechiyonu, you make a bracha. Why we make brachas in Yom Tov Sheni, we'll get to a little bit later as an aside. It's a good kasha. We'll have to explain that. But everybody knows that on a classical Shnei Yom Tov Shel Galuyos, you make Shechiyot on both days, because both days are considered to be Yom Tov, whatever the aside of the Takana is, whether it's Takana Tekavua, or whether it's Medin Smeika, Mechleikas and Rishonim, three or four different shitas which you learned a few weeks ago. Right now we're going to focus on Rosh Hashanah. So the obvious kasha is what happened to Yom Arichta. Says the Agadis Maimini that this is Shitais Rashi, that you make a Shechin on both days. Chenim to Chuvas Rajbam, Gam Bashem Zakena Rashi, Sefer Aira, all the Bay Rashi holds that you make Shechinu on both days. The Chen Kasar Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha holds 2 days. Vafilu Acholkam Rashi, now we find out that somebody's Cholik in Rashi, and they hold there's no Shechinu. Hainu Daska Mekiddush, Aval Batekiu Maida. The Hayyim Ein Yaitzin B'Tekia So Esmael V'Lay Amrinu Yayim Arichtahu. Rabbi Shai, it is Nisbarer, and this is brought in the tour. You don't have it because I didn't want to burden you with a lot of pages, but the tour brings that there are basically three Shitais in the Gainim Rishonim on how to handle Shachianu on Rosh Hashanah. Again, Rosh Hashanah Yayim Arichtah, so Mikufia, it would make sense to have a shita which says no Shechianu. Because if you made Richta and you made Shechianu on the second day, if you made Shechianu on the first night in Kiddush, you already established the concept of Shechianu Lagabe Kedushas Yayim. So why do you need another Shechianu if it is a Yayim Arichta? This is shita of Rabbeisav Shel Rashi. Rashi brings in the Tuvas, brought in the Tur and Tuf Reish, which you don't have, so I'll just edit it for you in a minute. Orally, Rabbi Sai Aimrim, She'ein Aimrim Zman El Barisai. Why is that? The Kedusha Achas Hein, Uchad Yayma Richadami. Rabbi Sai Sarashi hold that the side of Yayma Richta is Machayev one Shechianu. It's one day. It happens to be a day of 48 hours. It's unique in the Torah, it's unique in Halacha, but it is one day, and therefore you make only Shechianu. This is the Shita of Rabbi Sai Shel Rashi, going back to the Gaina. Says Rashi, rarely does he argue this is Rabbeisa, but he does. Ani Aimer, Shetzarech Leimer Zman, you need to make another Shachianu. And Rashi goes on to say, this is the Minigan Sarfas, this is how we do it. And now, Rashi has to explain why. What about the fat concept of Yom Arichta? So again, let's call this, Shita number one, Rabbeisa Sarashi, no Shachianu on the second day. L'chaira, everybody agrees, you're Tekei Shaifer the second day, and if you're Tekei Shaifer, L'chaira, Chayra, you should make a. So you make a Tekiya Shofar. Every mitzvah requires a brachas mitzvahs. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Rashi, Chayra, there's no mitzvah, there's no bracha on the Tekiya Shofar, no Shachiyah Tekiya Shofar either. Chayra, and not mechalik. Now there is a model for that, which we all do. What's that? Rabbi Yisrael, there's a model for that. The Tilas Lulav, right? Everybody in this room made a Shechianu once on the first day. Why you don't make a Shechianu on the second day? There is such a model that we don't make a Shechianu on the second day. Yes. Remember, I'm having three shitas here. So far I'm telling you one shita, which is Rabbi Rashi, no Shechianu. Why is that? Rashi has to deal with this, and Rashi is about to explain why not, and the lesson of the tour is ambiguous, but is the key to the question. Yes, sir. They do make lechayr to make a berachas mitzvahs. Yes, they're takeya. Everybody agrees you're takeya, and if you're takeya, you have to make a berachas mitzvah. The yun here is l'gabi shechianu. So you're asking a good kasha. Where do we have a model that shechianu and the berachas mitzvahs are bifurcated? You can separate them. Good kasha. We'll have to explain that. Okay. So just let me tell you how Rashi explains his shita, how he deals with this problem of yom erichta. Says Rashi, brought in the tour. I'm going to edit it for you again. That the taima, the reason for this is, listen to this, that the ain chiluk ben yom tov shenis rosh hashanah l'shar yom tovim shel galuyos. They're exactly the same. Elo l'inyan beitza u'mechuber l'esther shel zeh v'zeh. Rashi says, l'shitasai in Rashi in the Gemara, that the aside of the isser of yom arichta, which is based on that one time incident at the Beis HaMikdash when they were attacking 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So there, let's remember this Rabbi Sai, what happened in the attack in 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? What was the crux of the Takana?
The crux of the takana was, even though the first day doesn't need to be kodesh because we had a cutoff time, so let's go home and let's go do whatever we want to do on Erev Rosh Hashanah, take a haircut. No, nagu isa hayoyim kodesh. Says Rashi Nitur that this Naisim Kodesh is only in Beitza. It's a Yom Arichta in Beitza. And Mechubar, another Dina that you learned in the last few weeks in the Daf and Daf Hey. And however, that's all. What is Rashi excluding? The Taima explains why. Because even after Manabayis, Pa'amim Ayu Aisha Shnei Yomim, Afal Pishalai Hayusham Safik, Shayim Shena Ike Yontif. There are times, like in that famous time, when the Skalkul Adam Lava, and it was in order to take care of that, they made two dinim, 2 days of Yontif. If that was the case, what was he said in the Kutter Rabbi Zayt? So you all remember that Chazal did not want, since it was still possible in those days, the first day could be Rosh Hashanah, so they did not want a case where we're going to let you go home at 2 o'clock and declare it Ice Yontif. Because next year, the first day maybe. First day maybe. If the first day maybe Yontif, people are going to say there's some sort of strange thing of a half day Yontif. And Kadei Shaloy Yosel Zulzulim, because for the next year, to Matakin, 2 days of Kadesh. What is the takana mean? At the end of the day, it's the Yom Arichta. But what's the operating aspect of this takana? Says Rashi, Leinin Zman Mimonavshach. Leinin Zman, there has to be a Zman on the second day. This is Shitas Rashi. Why? Manushach. If the Yisrael is a kind of suffix, then you have to say Zman HaSakaneh like any other Yantar Sheni. And if the Yisrael of the Kana is the meaning of Hiskinu, that they would make 2 days of Yantif, V'yam and Hag the Bez and Samchinon, says the Rashi, this is all in the Tuvas Rashi, Shayin Nagin Aisy and Kaidus on Macha Kaidish, Aymer Mizman. You have to make a Shechinu also. Why? The Me'ayim HaSheni HaYamayna Tikkun HaMe'adash, V'hu Iker Rosh Hashanah Sarach Laim Rizman. So Rashi says, you say to Rashi Shita that you have to make Zman in 2 days, even though it's the Yom Arichta in Manushach. If you want to take a classical case, take the Yom Arichta, you've got to say Zman in the second day. But even if not, the Takana of Chazal was not Midin Safik. The Takana was Chazal Midin Vadai. But the Vadai, the first day, was only Mitbatei Legabe Iser Malacha Kedei Shalai Yizal Zulba. Second day is Yontif. The second day is Yontif. We have to make Zman. This is Shitas Rashi. So we are now L'chaira, two Shitas. Shitas of Rabbi Yitzchak Rashi, called Yom Arichta, means, as it says, Yom Arichta, you have to make Zman only once. Mikufi, that's understandable. Shitas Rashi, the Yom Arichta, and the aside of it is only Legabe Isurim. It was at the Kana, not Midin Safik. Even the Rashi says Manashach, but okay, but the aside of the Kana was Midin Vadai. Kedei Shalai Yizalzluba. Remember this phrase because we'll come back to it in 2 minutes. Kedei Shalai Yizalzluba. That means Adin Vadai Rabbanan. At the Kana Vadai the Rabbanan. And therefore, the Manashach, you have to make a Shechianu, because the second day is full fledged Yontif, and therefore, Rashi holds you have to make a Shechianu. Now, why do the second, just one Svara in Rabbis of okay, good. No, I just want to add one Svara, since we're about to go off Rabbis of Rashi and go back to the Rabbi Simcha and the Gais Maimini. I just want to add one Svara in Rabbis of Rashi. So what do Rabbis of Rashi hold? Why do they not make a Shechi on the second day? So the Brichas of Ram says a very interesting Svara. And this goes to the side of Shechiyanu. What's Shechiyanu? Shechiyanu is a Shevach to a Kadosh Baruch Hu that you gave me an opportunity, you created a Zman for a Kiyum of a Mitzvah which I have not done in a long time. That's what Shechiyanu means. It says an interesting Svara. The voice of Shirashi holds that the din of Shechiyanu, the Simcha that is created, does not nitfas when you're going from a ilui of a dirabanan to a dairaisa. Everybody agrees that the second day of Rosh Hashanah is the ikar day of Rosh Hashanah. In such a case, after the takana that the matakin only the first day shalai yizalz luba. So you're going from a rabbanan takana that has to be 1 day, which is a dairaisa Rosh Hashanah. The ikar day of dairaisa Rosh Hashanah is the second day because that's Aleph Tishrei. If that's the case, you're going from a drabanan to a dairaisa. going from a Rabbanan Daraisa is not the same level of Simcha as bumping into a new mitzvah, which is Daraisa. Meaning, the first day of Lulav of Sukkot, you're full of Shem, give me the opportunity, I'm alive, I'm able to Mekayim a new mitzvah. In the case of Rosh Hashanah, once you Mekayim the first mitzvah, Midirabbanan, the second day, which is Midiraisa, already loses some of its luster, so to speak, halachically, simcha-wise, and therefore they hold, the lesson he uses is, Ilui Midrabbanan Diraisa Ein Mevarchim Zman. Because the Iker Chiddush of Shechianu is on the Chiddush of the Yontif. It's something new which gives me happiness, and therefore this is a Chiddush. But if it was already Yontif, even though it was a Rabbanan Diki Yontif, Rabbi Yisrael Rashi hold that there's not enough of a Chiddush here to be Mechayev a Shechianu. And therefore you don't make a bracha. Because the whole Iker Yontif is Yontif Beis, because maybe El was Nisaber. So you already, in fact, the first day was Kaidish, even though it was Kaidish Midrabbanan, you don't need a Shechianu afterwards. Yes. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yisrael Rashi. According to which sheet though? We have three sheets here, everybody, so let me make this crystal clear. Rabbi Sashrashi, no Shachiyano goes on the first day. And let's make it Yantiv is Monday and Tuesday, as it was this year. So Sunday night you make a Shachiyano, no further Shachiyanos. So the kasha being asked is if you didn't make Shachiyano on the first night.
First night, right. And you're late in the day on the second day. Meaning at the time in which now you come to cover.
Right. So now the first day or the second day? First day.
Then I think really the only reason that I mentioned beforehand.
Excellent question. Could they have been to Kesh Sefer in that second period? Could they have been? I guess that's what you're asking too. So that's a good kasha. According to, I understand what he's asking. He's asking after 2 o'clock, from 2 to 6, on the first day when they were attacking this, can they have been to Kesh Sefer? So L'chayr, the answer to that is, L'fi Shitas Rashi, that the whole Din of Yayma Richta is only nitfas to our most famous egg in the halachic history, and that's only the surim. You can go down the bus. The answer is no, because l'chayr, it's not nitfas l'inyan mitzvah yayim. There's no takiyah shayfar, the takana was no takiyah shayfar in that period. According to the Rabbis of Shirashi, we don't know. Possible. We don't know. It's possible that if you would be Takiyah Shaifer, somehow you would be Yaitse, the mitzvah of Takiyah Shaifer, on a Rabbanan Dikaday, but that's a problem because it's not a Daraisa Dikaday. It's hard to be Yaitse Daraisa on a Rabbanan Dikachir. But L'chayr, the answer to your question is no. Now, there's a double level to your question because everybody knows that if you miss Shechianu in Kiddush, you can make Shechianu Meshech the day of Yantif. But this is a strange hybrid day. So there's no clear answer to your question. Clearly, the answer has to be Misvara. If the only reason to keep from 2 to 6 is Midin, is there Malacha? L'chayra, not. But that Gufa is a fantastic introduction to the last and third Shita, which is Shita to the Gai's Maim. The Shita to the Gai's Maim is Sarachian. The Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha seems to say that you do say a Shechianu for Kiddush, but you don't say... there's a chilik between Kiddush and Tekiyah Shofar. There's a Shechianu on Tekiyah Shofar, and there's no Shechianu on Kiddush. Where does this chilik come from? Anyway, look in the, as I smile me down page 2 again, let's see what he says. Afilu achok in Rashi, hainu daska b'kiddush. You make a Shechianu in Kiddush. You don't make a Shechianu in Kiddush. Avol v'tekiyu moida. Tehayoyim ein yaitzim b'tekiyah shal esmo. Interestingly enough, this Shita is Vort Shulchan Aruch. Tough race. Page, next page for you. Page 3. And for the rest of the available time, I'm going to try to explain three things. One of them is an answer to a Kasha of the Sheret Tzion, which basically is what's going on here. On page 3, in Tough Race, we have two Simanim, Beis and Gimel. Beis tells you it's a Sveik and Adina. The way to get out to Sveikin Adina, since we have Machlekes in Rabbeis of Rashi and Rashi, whether you might make Shechianu on the second night at all, in order to get around it, the famous Eitz of the Rush, and you bring a Pichadish for Beged Chadash, and you say Shechianu, then Ein Motzui, you still say Shechianu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why do you still say Shechianu? L'chayr, it's Yayma Richta, and it's only Kedusha Achas. So Mishnah Berurah, what the two is, says, after Kedusha Achasi, this is quoted in Magnarom, and the Tazwal, Ben Shekalim, Mikomachim Beis Yomim Hei. So again, Rabbi said, we have a chilek between Kedusha Achas and Beis Yomim. You cannot be Yomim Richta, would have 2 days. How can that be? Chayit astira. The Gemara says Yom Arichta. How can you have Yom Arichta in 2 days? Ad kan lashon of Meisa Kalim. Now look at the next thief. Imchal Yarmisha b'Shabbos. Ayim Shechiyanu b'Shefer b'Yom Sheni. Machaber Paskin that you do not say a Shechiyanu on the second day unless it's b'Shabbos. Says Rama. V'yesh Ayimrim l'Ayimroi. Afilu Imchal Yom Arishon. No, not so fast. This is the shita of the Agayis Maimini that we do say. Machaber Paskin like Agayisim Sarashi that there's no Shechiyanu at all on Tkiyah Shefer. Why? Because it's Yom Arichta. It's 2 days. Good kasha. The Yesh Aymrim says Ramah, the Shita, the Goyis Maimin, that's the third Shita, that we do blow on, we do make a Shechiyanu on the second day. Says the Mishbura, why is that? Where the three is? Hafan Othel Beloy Begah Chadash. Why is that? The Hayoyin and Yaitzim B'Dekiyah Shalasma. Where does this come from? That comes from Lashon the Goyis Maimin, I read you before. It says you blow two times. If you blow two times, the Tekiyah Shaifar is Mechayim a bracha, and if it's mechayev a bracha, it's mechayev a shechiyanu too. I say my richter, the lawyer meaning I'm a richter. Who did the brachas at the kia? The kamakim he says it's toiv for the baltekia. So yaitzim he calls fake and put on a bag of chadash. Says the sharetzion, I don't understand the shita of the guy's maimini. Look in the hay in the sharetzion. Brings a bach b'shem of guy's maimini. The lawyer overnight this. I don't understand this chiluk. The gamlin in kiddush in a chaya anu chaya b'mlasis b'yayim sheni b'nei atzmai. V'afil achi sfir leit yayim arichta damya. What's going on here? How does Gois Maimini have the possibility of making the chilek between kiddush and tekiyah shayfar? So there are three ways to handle this problem. I'm going to give you all three in the next 5 minutes. And hopefully by then our guest speaker going to Rabbi Shineman will be here. The Rashi, let's go back to the Rashi. Rashi says that the Yisayid, that the Kanav Yem Arichta was only Legabe Isser Malacha, that you should not be Mizalvo. The Makar Eventos Rosh Hashanah is, therefore, Midin Vadai, it's not Midin Sofer, because when the Chazal are mitaking something, it could be, and there's some sheets in Rosh Hashanah, we'll learn that the Takona of Minigar Sech Medechem is Takam Din Suffolk, but we're learning in Rashi and the Rambam, both of them hold that it's Midin Vadai. It's a Din Takonin Rabbanon Midin Vadai. So the Din of Nogu Isayim Kodesh, which is Mitbatei of Isser Molocha, obviously the Chaymer that's Miyuchud to the second day of Rosh Hashanah, that's Yom Arichta, is Mitairas Vadai. Because I created a new type of a Yantif, a long day, Mitairas Vadai, and that is only Mitbatei Legabe Isser Malacha. So now to answer your question, it's not Mitbatei Legabe the Mitzvahs Hayoyim. Hayoyim Kodesh, Lamachar Kodesh, doesn't mean that you can blow a shofar on the first day in the afternoon after 2 o'clock. Because Hayoyim Kodesh, Lamachar Kodesh, Vishinus Rashi means it's only Kodesh Legabe Isser Malacha, and that's the definition of Yom Arichta. However, and here comes the Shpalt Rabbi side, Fida Gois Maimini, Ligabe the Mitzvah Hayom, or the classical fake of the Yom. As I state in Rashi Lachaira, Ligabe the Mitzvah of the Kedusha Hayom, that was Midin Vadai. Meaning, you can't get on the bus, and that day Midin Vadai, Asur Mid Rabbanim to get on the bus. Can't do a Malacha, can't turn on the lights. But legabe the mitzvahs hayoyim, then it was a classical halacha of sveika de yoyma. However, that works mitam minig of aseim medechem. So now we can understand oy bazoi. This is what we were getting at: the chilek of the agayis maimini between shayfer and kiddush hayoyim. Legabe shayfer, which is mitzvahs hayoyim, we do not say Yoyma Arichta. And it's like any other yontif of Sveik in the Yoyma, and therefore you have to make a Shechiyanu twice. That's why everybody agrees you make a Shechiyanu on the Berchas of Tekiyah Shofar on Tekiyah Shofar twice. Washington agrees, Maimini is because you're Tekeah again. What does that mean? What it means you're Tekeah again is that you're not being Mitaikeah within Yoyma Arichta. Yoyma Arichta has nothing to do with Mitzvah Sayyayim. Yom Arichta only has to do with Kedusha Sayyim and Isra Malacha and Basim and Noilah. The Mitzvah Sayyim are classical dinning of Snake of the Yom, Snake of the Yom, Machayev, two Tekiyah Shofar, Every mitzvah mitzvah requires a bracha. Every bracha requires a shechianu. On the svara that we said earlier in Rabbi Yisrael Rashi from the Berachos of Rome. So, however, when it comes to kiddush, here we have an issue because Yeshua his topic is kiddush, and this is the word that many achrayim say. The shaila is kiddush a din which is inextricably linked with the isurim, as Rashi explains, or is kiddush mitzvah sayayim? What does that mean? On one hand, kiddush is a mitzvah. Shabbos, Yontif, Yimichuyim, Tivim, Kaddish, Yayim, it's a mitzvah, Tchiyas Shofar. Mitzvah is called every Shabbos, never Yontif. Or no. Is the aside of kiddush is because you're designating the day as a day of kiddush. The way to designate the day as a day of kiddush is Isra Malacha. That's what's Mechayim the kiddush. This is the suffix of the Haggai's Maimini. If I'm saying it's a Yayim Arichta, and kiddush is only kedusha sayayim, and the operating aspect kedusha sayayim is isra malacha. The mele, the first bracha shachayanu that you did, is mighty everything else. That's the shaila of the gabbai kiddush. Or is kiddush sayayim similar to the mitzvahs? And the mitzvah tzkiyah shofar you have to make every single day because it is a classical din of sanctity yayim. Remember, Yayim Arichta is Nizbatel Gabi Yisra Malacha. The mitzvahs of Yayim are Medin Sveika de Yayima. And that's the Shaila of the Gaius Maimini is whether or not Kiddush is Yisra Malacha and Kedushas of Yayim, or Kiddush is Mi Mitzvahs Hayayim. The Shaila, the problem with the Raya of the Gaius Maimini, yeah. You have to speak up a little bit because. So you're hitting back with the Berachas of Ram's Svara in their Rabbi Yisrael Rashi. You're right. According to that Svara, that Dion and Shechianu, you already had the emotions of the day, and you wouldn't be required to do it again if that's what's the din of Shechianu. There's other ways to learn Shechianu. Shechianu is in every Maisa Mitzvah, Mechad and Mesvah of Shechianu. If I'm learning it, the Maisa Mitzvah is Negea, you have to repeat it again, Snake Yayma, that's why we make a Shechianu, and we have to handle each sheet separately. That's why we make a Shechianu, and we make a Yayma. And you're not as happy the second day. Believe me, everybody comes to the second Seder with a little bit less enthusiasm as the first Seder. That's your problem. Chazal Matakin, you have to do it. So it's your challenge to come up to it with the same degree of simcha as you did the first day. What? Okay, let's conclude because I only have another 2-3 minutes. So the problem is the Gaius Maimini brings a raya from Tekiah. Right? He says, the reason why you make a Shechianu again, you Takeya. But that's not exactly such a good Raya, because Kiddush, you also make twice. So what's the Raya? You make a Raya, and you say Shechianu because you Takeya twice. If you're going to say Takeya twice, how can the Gaius Maimini and me make a Chilik between Kiddush and Takeya Shofar? He says, the reason is you Takeya twice. You make Kiddush twice too. So why would you not make a Shechianu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah? You Takeya twice, you make 2 Shechianus, why is Kiddush different? So, Harakeda brings a very Mechudish to Kesvara, which is very sharp, and I'll just tell it to you quickly, because I want to conclude with an Alach Lamaisa. He says that the Chiyah of Kiddush Hayayim is not totally in the Kiddushas of Hayayim of Rosh Hashanah. A big Kiddush. He says, Kiddush, the reason why we make Kiddush twice is because every time period of Yom Valayla is Mechayiv and New Kiddush. Shabbos we make Kiddush twice, at night and during the day. The Shkiyas Hachama, the stamping of the day of the new day of Shabbos is Mechayiv Kiddush. In the morning, the Mechayiv Kiddush again. Erev and Viker, the morning and the night, is Mechayiv Kiddush. Alayt Shachar is Mechayiv Kiddush for the morning, and Shkiyas Hachama is Mechayiv Kiddush at night. Therefore, even though it could have a din of Yayma Richta, Lagabi Kiddushas and Yayim, but Kedushas V'yayim can spalt from the Mechayiv of Kiddush. Again, we have a problem here, because the Gaius Maimini is creating a major problem by saying Tekiyas twice and Shechianu. Well, Kiddush is also twice. The Teretz is, the Kiddush twice is not Midin Kedushas V'yayim. The Gabi Kedushas V'yayim, Shem Erichta, would be sufficient to make Kiddush only on Sunday night. But there's a separate halacha of Kiddush, which is Mechayiv in every time period, which has a din of Yontif in it, is Mechayiv Kiddush, and therefore, with a blessed Breira, we have to spalt away the Kiddush from the Kedushin Siyayim. This is a Svar. Okay, the last, another Mahalach here, we're just going to conclude. Kiddush in the morning is a different din, but there there's a halach of kiddush. Okay, there's a halach of kiddush. Whatever the mechayim of it is, but there's a halach of kiddush. Chazal said you have to mechayish it twice. It's a svara. We're grasping for a svara here because the guy's mind doesn't have any words. The guy's mind says, oh, you have to make two shechianos to kiddush. Shayfak, we blow twice. We make kiddush twice too. No one says we don't make kiddush twice. Remember, the problem we have here is everybody agrees we make kiddush. Probably what happened to the shechianu? The spot from the shechianu away from the kiddush according to the guy's mind. So the last halach I'll tell you, and then we'll be zeich to hear from Hagain Rav Scheinerman, is a halach which has implications of halach l'maisa from the Zalman. I copied it for you. I'll leave it aside. I'll read one or two lines with you. In Mechushleim Mechelik, Alex Simon Chaf deals with Shachiyon and Rosh Hashanah. And he asks the kasha of the Chavetz Chaim and the Sharet Zion, what's the pshat in this Agoyis Maimini? And he says, Mechudish Tikasvar, it's in the box, you can see it on your last page, second to the last page. He says, I am a Mishnah Brewer of the Sharet Zion, Shetamazel, the Kasha of Oyavan, I don't understand. What's the chilek between Kiddush and Tekiyah Shofar? So he says, Venera, the reason why Kiddush and Shofar is different, and Lefi Shita the Agoyis Maimini, you would not make a brach on Kiddush, and you would make a bracha on shofar, the shiny shofar, the kivin shalaylo lavzman shofar, l'cheini efshal leimer l'gav b'shofar yoyim ha'richta. He has a very mechunishtika mahalach of yoyim ha'richta. From the time we learn what yoyim ha'richta means, yoyim ha'richta. If any break in the yoyim ha'richta, since the kind of chazal has to be uninterrupted 48 hours. If you have any break in the yoyim ha'richta, all of a sudden, heisish kan yoyim ha'richta. Because, like the Gemara says, Lulav is mystic a yom v'leilis to make a bracha every single time. Sukkah is not. Same thing here. If there's a hefstik in the ongoing yom ha'richta, that's mechayiv another bracha, and therefore there's no kasha because there's no hefstik in gushes yom, whatever to a derisive rabbanon. But there's a hefstik in the mitzvah of shofar because laila is lazman shofar. Therefore, the shita of the Gois Maimini holds. This is what he means that you do it twice. This is his understanding of what the Gois Maimini said to do twice, which answers the kasha of the Sharet Zion. Kiddush you do twice too. Teretz is, Tekiyah Shofar is different than Kiddush. Kiddush you do twice for other reasons. Tekiyah Shofar, but Lamaisa, it's still a Yom HaRichta. So you theoretically can do Kiddush twice, as we explained, maybe the day of Mechayev Kiddush, whatever the Mechayev Kiddush is, you do it twice, but you don't need another, you only need one Shechiyano according to the Gois Maimini. But Tekiyah Shofar, because of the Hefstik, the Yom HaRichta can't extend because there's no shofar at night, and Mela, I'll call Mukhrach that the two tekiyas are separate, and Mukhrach that it's Mechayev two shechiyot. So then he concludes with the following question. The Achrayim ask a question in various modes, and I'll tell you what he says, because he says this, other Achrayim say it too. The Mechaber brought in Sif Beis the Eitzah of bringing the Pri Chadash or the Beged Chadash on the second night. Answer Shlomo Zalman, other Achrayim ask it too. Very nice that this Eitzah is metaking the problem of Rachel of Atala, but how is it metaking a Hefsik? Because the halacha is you can't be masach between Kiddush and the Te'ima of the Yayin. So if it's clear that if somebody decides to put on a new suit on a regular Shabbos and he wants to make a Shechiyonu in between the Kiddush and the Te'ima of the Yayin, he's not allowed to do that because it's a Hefsik. So Manavshach, if it's fact, you don't have to make a Shechiyonu because we pass on the Kerbais Rashi and Te'ima Arichta, so you're creating a Hefsik between the bracha. The bracha of Atal you took care of because you have a new suit. You have a Prichadash. How are you taking care of the Hefsik? The Brech of the Ram deals with this straightforward with one line. He says, from this is Mavuyer, that in any case where there was a Sveik of the Dina, and here we have a Sveik of the Dina, maybe the Halacha like Shita is Rashi, where it's Rashi, and maybe Halacha is like Rashi, where it's Sveik of the Dina. Whenever the Sveik of the Dina and Chazval, or the Paiskim, created an Eitzah, that's not a Hefsik. He says this in one line. So Zalman is Mavuyer this a little bit longer, and I'll tell you what he says in the next minute or two. He says, same verse, that whereas there's a creation, a chazal or the paiskim, of a halachic mahalach to take you out of a, what I would call a halachic conundrum, because here we have a problem, we need to make a shechiyano, we don't need to make a shechiyano, so we have an eitzah with a prichadash, thus heisnish kan hefsik. And he says this is really a machlekes from Kivager and the Magen Avraham. I'll tell it to you. The Mechaber says that somebody made Kiddush on the Yayin and the Kais was Nishbach before he was Tayim, You can see it later yourself. You have to bring another kais, and you make a bayah priya guffin, but you don't have to make kiddush. Meaning, it's Friday night, happens, you make kiddush, and you spilled it, you have to refill the yayin, you have to make another bayah priya guffin. Says the Magen Avraham, that's dafka, because you made kiddush. But what happens if you have another problem? You made kiddush on the kais, you thought it was yayin, it turned out to be water, or chaymetz. Then he has to take another kais, and he makes another bayah priya guffin, and he is mekadesh again. Why? Because since there was no yayin in the kais at all, it was only water, so the whole thing was a tois. So therefore, he made no kiddush and no berach. His stomach plopped. He says, to the Magen Avraham, however, and this is the crux here, if b'shas, he made the kiddush, it was daitai to be yaitzah for yayin b'tai chasuda, which is often the case, then he makes kiddush again, but he does not have to make another bayah priya guffin because he had kavana to drink more yayin later. Since the nusach of kiddush was nothing because he was making kiddush on water, so the nusach of kiddush was only petumei milsa ba'alma. It's a hefsek. So it's a hefsek. What if it helped that you're going to drink more yayin b'tai chasuda, but you have a hefsek, and every hefsek breaks the link between the bracha and the thing, and therefore, Rabbi Kaveger and Nishvi the Magen Avraham, doesn't matter what you think about Techasuda, you have to make another bracha. This is from the Zalman Echlech. I'll explain to you what the Magen Avraham says, and this explains Rosh Hashanah too. What the Magen Avraham says is that we are aimed behuchis brachis, the kavana of a person, and not the action, the kiddush. A person made kiddush. It turned out that it was water. But his kavana was to make a good kiddush. It was water, so he has to make the kiddush again. The shaila now is, what about the other priya guffin should be a hefsek? He says, it's not a hefsek. Why? Because just like, as we heard earlier, a takana mesvek in a dina is not a hefsek between a bracha and a maisa mitzvah, so too, in such a case, where you had a proper kavana to do something, but it turned out to be, it's a tois, this is a fair shikamur. If somebody said, Hevei Melach, and it turned out that there was salt on the table, right? Everybody knows, if there's no salt, you can say Hevei Melach. That's clearly not a hefsek. But the Gemara says, if it turns out that there was salt on the table, also not a hefsek. He says, what do we see from this? That we go, or Eimed, we go, busser a person's kavana, when it comes to Hilchais Brachais, and as long as Kavanosai was Ritzuya, even if the Maisa Mitzvah was defective, the Maisa Bracha was defective, thus Heitish Kan Hefsek. He says that's the case. What's the problem with Shachiyanu? The problem with Shachiyanu is, if you have a Richta, maybe you don't have to make a Shachiyanu. He says it doesn't matter. The reason why the person is making the Shachiyanu is because he wants to be Yaitza, this Shita, even if Eidim would come, Leonov would come, he says. Klapish Mayagaya, that the other day was Yontif, therefore you don't have to make Shachin, doesn't matter. Because his Kavana was to create this Maisa HaBracha, he had a legitimate reason to do so, thus Heisa Shan Hefsik, and as you can understand, this has many implications of the Gabi Hilchus Brachas. Rabbi Sai, this is just a Tamo Ru'u of the Amkas that one can be Nana when you learn Be'iyun, which is done in many, many yeshivas, and we have now Baruch Hashem Mishtatfim in a big worldwide yeshiva, in order to give a little bit of insight as to what the Kayach of Torah B'Rabim is and Torah B'Iyun. We are Mishchaved with the presence of Rea, one of the Reishim Adabim B'Chayit HaTorah, Gardner Meshach Chinaman, and it's our cover of the year from today.